Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zach's Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Ian McDonough, who's Executive Chairman at Blackbird. How are you today, Ian?
I'm great, thanks, Zach. Thank you for having me on.
All right, we had news of a placing a subscription yesterday for £2 million to back and boost Elevate.io. Maybe you can tell us about the details on that.
Yes, Zach. So we're delighted to announce this morning that we have done a small top-up raise for Elevate.io to take us through our product market fit phase and into our scale-up phase. So as a reminder, we've built what we position as the Figma for video editing. Figma is a browser-based collaborative design tool. It is about to list, actually, and the listing price is going to be in the region of $10 to $12 billion. We have ambitions in that area, and we have both in terms of the quality of the work that Figma have done and the scale of the opportunity. We are definitely like looking at them as our poster child company. So this is a small raise, of course, but it is designed to take us through this phase where we are still adding features and functionalities to the product each and every week. There is going to be another announcement about a significant feature in the coming week, we think, and it's another level beyond where we are now, and another huge audience that we can start to talk to. So very exciting stage for us, and we're really delighted with this raise.
We're talking offline about the launching products like this, disruptive products. There's no sort of set fee of how much it'll cost. There's no set time frame. And also, you tend to be a bit of a David versus various Goliaths in this area. So is there any way you can give an indication of, how long it will take? Because it sort of seems like different stages to Nirvana sometimes until you all of a sudden get over the line.
Well, I think that's right. I don't know where you got that analogy, David and Goliath. Very good one. I like it. We are definitely against some of the big guys, and just in terms of where we see our positioning, not just within our space, is that there are some big incumbents. There's some big incumbents where 80% plus of serious video is made today, and we are aiming to disrupt certainly a part of their market. So by those platforms, I'm talking about Apple Final Cut, DaVinci Resolve, and Adobe Premiere Pro. These are all fantastic tools. They're 30 years in the making. Just to remind you that they've been developed for quite a long time, and they're really Hollywood design tools. What's happening with these tools is they're being made for much more modest types of video. So that could be corporate video. It could be video, promotional video for SMEs. It could be particularly creator economy video for YouTube, etc. And they're really sledgehammers to crack a nut. And what we have designed with Elevate is a much more user-friendly, light, completely democratized in terms of bandwidth, completely democratized in terms of hardware platform that really helps the creator of any level get started and create a high quality video. As a reminder, this Elevate can be used on a Chromebook. I mean, a £150 Chromebook, and you can create high quality video. On those other platforms, you'd be looking at kind of a high end Mac and other and beyond. So how long will it take? Well, we've made rapid progress. We started developing this product only really in 2023. We hired the team in 22, started developing in 23. We're out there with paying customers already, and features and functionality are coming thick and fast. I think we're in great shape.
So is the audience for TikTokers, Instagrammers, and YouTubers, or the market, is that what you're looking at? I mean, just to give people an idea.
Yeah, I mean, eventually there's the yes, we are suited for all types of video. I mean, we're talking anything from TikTok right up to an hour and a half documentary. Where we see the sweet spot is really in the kind of mid-range. So we're talking about YouTubers, and we're talking about SMEs and corporates, where there is a lot of quality video that needs to be created on trustworthy platforms where the content is owned by the company, owned by the enterprise, owned by the creator, unlike some of the other platforms that are out there online. And yeah, completely high quality and trustworthy, and works every time. That's where we see the key market for us. We think that the other platforms are either going to the very high end or to the very low end, and we're going for that quality market in the middle.
You mentioned the subscription part of this. Would it be easier to have, like, delivered a free basic version to get market penetration and then add on bells and whistles later on?
Yeah, well, that's more or less the strategy. So at the moment we have a number of triggers to take you from the free product into the pay product, and that is at the moment storage. It is number of exports, it's quality of exports, and we've just launched in the last month LUTs and LOOKs. So you get a full range of LOOKs when you go into the pay. The key thing now is that we'll be adding more and more of those triggers. So the conversion percentage from free to pay will be more and more. We think more attractive. It's designed to be more attractive to move from free to pay over time. And as I say, it's really rapid. So these are happening really quickly.
Right, so you raised the 2 million and you're good to go. Do you have any idea of how far this will take you? Or, I mean, is it to a certain stage that this funding goes?
It's interesting. I mean, we sit here in the UK. It's a little bit removed from the US market that we're really aimed at, and we see ourselves as an American style tech company rather than sometimes an AIM listed one. So I spent some time recently in South by Southwest in Austin, and we also met a lot of people when they came over for South by Southwest, the big creative festival here in London. The way we look at it is that we're in the product market fit stage, and as we go through this product market fit stage, which we think will last until kind of mid 2026. That's definitely how we designed this raise. Following that, it really will depend on our ambitions and where we want to take the product to, as we really get the product fit for the market that we're entering into. So yeah, this will take us certainly kind of towards the end of 26, when I think you'll see a completely different product and sign up kind of ratio.
And of course, as you said in your RNS, it's a $250 billion market and forecast to double in size by in 2 years' time. So there really is a lot, rich pickings, I suppose, is the right term.
Yeah, the size of the prize is eye-watering. It's enormous, and there's obviously a lot of people in the space, but we see ourselves very differentiated. As I mentioned before, in the market that we're going after, we've estimated the particular market that we're going after is around a $7 billion market. We have to, of course, focus and direct our efforts, with our, being a small company. So we see it as a huge market still, enormous.
Well, we look forward to more news. In the meantime, Ian McDonough, Executive Chairman at Blackbird, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks so much, Zach. Pleasure.